Here.
But we want to talk about Mo.
So yeah, let's talk about Mo. So
Oh
Mo, I think
man, that
Mo,
one
we
was
ended up
crazy,
doing the
dude.
deal right after Christmas,
But
right?
we had been working with him
We'd been working him for
for
months.
months, yeah. So this is what happened with Mo. This is a crazy situation. So we're dealing with this guy who's in pre-foreclosure. He was behind on his payments by like 12 months or like 8 months or something like that. And he was, I don't know if they had like, they didn't have an auction date yet, did they?
I don't think so.
So he had the opportunity to like reinstate his loan if he like came up with a certain amount of money or if he like came in, but he didn't. He was like, I don't want to do that. He told us, he's like, hey, I don't want to reinstate it. I don't want to like make these payments. I want to move out of here. The house is too small. So we would be like, okay, if we can do this, are you ready to go? And he'd be like, come back tomorrow. So we like went back like three or four times, and eventually we're just like, hey, like we can't keep coming back here. Like, either want to work with us or not. Like, if you don't, that's fine. And we basically, he didn't like the offer at the time. It was like too low, and everybody else was coming too low. So I said, look, hey, we can do a seller finance deal where we can, pay you more with a balloon payment because you want more money, and we can make you, a small upfront payment right now so you can move out. And we'll pay you a larger sum in the future. So he was cool with that, right?
Yeah.
And so he signed. We got him to sign. And he also, because he was older, he was just like, look, give me a couple months to move out after I get, after we close and you give me the money up front. So we give him like $5,000 up front. And he's like, give me a couple months to move because it was winter. So we're like, okay. So I think we gave him till this, it closed in January. We gave him until like the end of, was it April? Or
I don't even remember, to be
did, we gave
honest.
him a, we gave him like 3 or 4 months to move out, right? So I ended up buying the deal because we couldn't find a buyer for it.
Yeah,
Again, our
no one
buyers list,
wanted
this
it.
is before the Martineau thing. This is before we had the JV deal. So this is, I ended up buying it and let the guy stay in there. By the way, never do a seller finance deal and let them have post possession of the property. Like, just don't never do that because their stack technically can still be on title, and then you're gonna have major issues, if you let them live in it after you close. So make sure that you have a lease or something in place. I just let the guy live in it, right? So
You probably want to sign a lease back.
yeah, or not, don't let him stay in there after you buy in a seller finance. Just don't do that.
If you can avoid it.
If you
But
can
I think
avoid
the
it.
lease back would cover most of that issue, like showing that they're supposed to be paying rent, showing that they're a tenant, not a owner.
Yeah, so what happened is at the this one's freaking crazy. So at the end of like the time that he was supposed to move out, I went there and like nothing was packed. Like, he was not ready to go. And he had, I think he had like his daughter living in a trailer in the
Bunch
back.
of people
Bunch
living
of
there.
people living there, and they're
It's a
like
small 600 square foot house too,
so
like two
small.
beds, one bath, 600 square feet, tiny.
Yeah, and they didn't want to move out. When I went there, I'm like, "Hey, are you, what's going on? Like, let's get this going. Like, I gave you the time. I've given you the money up front. I've already purchased the home and closed on it." And then his family came out to battle. They came out to me. They're like, "We're not going anywhere." And I was like, "What are you talking about? Like, Mo, didn't you tell them like what we agreed on?" And he's just like, "What?" And they're like, "You took advantage of our dad. He didn't want to do any of this." And I was like, "Yo, literally, you signed. He signed. His wife signed. Like, everyone was on board. But now they got to get out. Now you guys got problems." So,
Poor Mo is just sitting back there not saying a word too,
because
'cause
he
he
knew.
knew that
But he had his
yeah,
family
he
leeching
knew.
off him. His like, 50 or 40-year-old daughter just living in a trailer in the backyard, just leeching. And, so what happened is they weren't going to get out. And I wasn't going to go there and do anything about it. Like, I'm not trying to get stabbed. So we ended up getting an eviction attorney to go and evict them.
James Dean, right?
James Dean, the guy was the man.
Yeah.
So James Dean had a lot of experience with eviction. So he ends up filing the paperwork, and we have to go to court because they fight it. And there we go to court, and dude, I was shook. I was never been gone to
I
court.
was nervous for
So
him.
nervous. So we went to court twice, and he stood up in front of the court and was like, I don't know what their argument was. Like, hey, we didn't sell the
He
house to
had
these
some like
people.
mortgage lender on his team, right? Trying to push this forward,
Yeah,
trying to help him out or something.
somebody was like, hey, these guys don't own it. They're not entitled. And it's like, no, we actually closed on the property. And they were fighting it because they were like, hey, we don't want to move. So eventually, after the second day in court, and again, I'm just nervous because I've never been through this. The second day in court, the judge is just like, hey, if you want to fight this, you're going to have to, this might take like a 6 months to a year. So if you're going to fight it, you're going to have to come up with the rent that I would lose, you know, on this property for the amount of time that this will, you know, go through court. So if it takes 6 months, or they said a year. So it's like, hey.
So Mo would have to pay that rent.
Yeah, so he's like, hey, if this is going to go, if you guys want to fight this, you're going to have to come up with, let's say rent's $1,000. You're going to have to come up with like $1,200 times X. Like, so they had to come up with like $7,000 if they wanted to fight it. And they were like, nah, let's not fight it. So I won and I got the property and they moved out. And now I'm running it, but it was just a disaster, dude.
Fiasco.
But
it's crazy. Yeah,
so crazy. So again, that we were new to seller finance at that time, creative financing, and so my recommendation from that is just to avoid problems. If you're gonna buy someone's property, just make sure on a seller finance or creative finance deal where they're still on title, that make sure they're out of it. Because you're going to have some problems if they try to fight it. Hopefully you'll win, but there could be some issues. The title guy that helped us through the transaction would have let me know that that was probably not the best idea to let the guy stay in it. But you live and you learn.
Yeah.